welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. Sorry coins, sorry sports cards and comic books, but there's an old player in town. And after all, who needs presidents and quarterbacks and superheroes when you can collect Minnie, Mickey, Pluto, and perhaps Star Wars and Disney princesses? And for what very reason, one of the best ways you can sprinkle a little extra pixie dust on your next Disney vacation is through the magic of Disney pin trading. The hobby, as there is thousands of friends you can meet from different countries and experiences that you can share from pin trading. So sit back and enjoy this edition of Let's Go Pin Trading.com. Hi, and welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. My name is Mark.
And I'm Rita.
And how's my Minnie?
I'm good. How's my Mickey?
He's doing pretty good, but his throat shot from the softball game last night.
I know. Too bad she didn't win.
I know. My daughter had a game last night, and we got bone crushed. But you know something? It's all about being positive.
That's right.
Even though my throat shot, guess what? We're doing another show.
That's all we're supposed to do.
I know. And the more people that listen, they get better sleep at night.
I bet we put them to sleep
sometimes. That's what I'm talking about. Why give them medicine and pills when they just listen to us and fall right to sleep?
Okay.
Well, we got a great show for you today. Let me tell you. Oh, my gosh. We went down this past week, Saturday, a one-day trip.
Not even all day.
I know. A couple hours. And it was massive. There was so much going on. We got our magnet, right?
Yes.
From Daisy. Ooh, and we found out something we didn't know about the magnets if you can't get down here.
That's right.
If you got a friend, we got a tip.
That's right.
Yeah. We got the pin releases this week, right?
Yep.
The 18th, which there's a cool one in there. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah, that's Star Wars. Let's get it on time. The 30th anniversary pass holder pin.
For Hollywood Studios.
Yes, 30 years. Wow, man.
I can't believe it's been that long.
How long? Quick as it goes by, don't it?
I know.
We got some box lunch cool pins, those new princess bows that I saw. The pins we traded for when we were down there.
We had some cool pins.
Oh, man, it was like a buffet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Man, it just seems like we hit the A game when we went down there.
But the funnest part was all the stuff at the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, my goodness, was that not fun?
Yeah, we met a lot of people over there, too.
Yes, we did, and we got them for the podcast. We picked out a couple of them, just the good ones we picked out.
Of course.
Of course, the best of the best of the best, which it's everybody, but we can only put so much on there because our budget for the slow budgeted show, you know, you're going to get so much on there.
Okay.
Yes, the Haunted Mansion photo ride, we did it. Got our photo, which is really, really, it's funny how we posted that, and I had this scared look, and you kind of just looked like you were just there for the ride.
I was there for the ride.
Everybody was commenting on it, how scared I looked.
And how I didn't even look scared.
I know. So if we ever get held up by a gun, we know who's got their composure.
That's right, me. That's not you.
And all the photos that we was able to take around the Haunted Mansion, which is awesome.
Yeah, they were doing something because it was the 13th.
Yes, and we can talk about it because guess what? We got to stand in line and do it.
Yeah.
Like I said, we also can talk about the friends that we met. Cast members that we met. And want to talk about pins. The family from Uruguay down in Brazil.
Was that Jonathan?
Jonathan was there too. That's right, Cass. He's moving up on the world, ain't he?
Yeah, I'm very proud of him.
I think he's got Walt's number on Steve Dahl.
He's got something.
I know. Don't forget about the coolest thing, the free food we got.
At the end.
Oh, was that not cool?
And then the new Dooney I bought. Along with the magic band.
You know, we were doing so good talking about pins and Haunted Mansion, free food. People were getting fired up listening to this podcast. And then you throw Doonies in there. And guess what?
Well, of course I did.
Our ratings just went above 100% when we started talking about Doonies. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, my doctor commented on my Doonie today.
Yes, he did. Did he not?
Yes, he did.
Well, let's get right into the meat of this show.
Okay.
April 18th. Is the new pins being released this week? And are they not starting right off the top with that Stormtrooper? Oh, my guess. It's limited to 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes for $17.99. And it's available at both parks this week.
Yep.
Those big head ones where they stand up. I love those. And so if you get a chance to see it, we do have them on the website. Go check it out. What's that next one? I know you like these records.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yes, those vinyl record ones.
The vintage vinyls.
Are those not cool? I like the colors in that.
Yeah.
It really pops. I love it.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? Except for the background.
What's that?
My purse.
I knew you would sneak a Dooney in there somehow.
Sorry.
It's funny on the... Did we post that one on the YouTube?
Yeah.
I thought we did. Yes, that was a cute review. If you ever get a chance to go check out our YouTube, it's Let's Go Pin Trading also. We do try to put some reviews and Rita talks about her Dooney as much as we can. So go check us out there. That Earth Day pin. Yes, the Young Simba pin for 2019 Earth Day from Lion King. It's a limited edition to what, 2,500?
Yep.
Yes, and it's $16.99 at both parks, which is really, really cool. And don't forget, as an annual member, you still get your 20% off.
And then also this week, because of it being Earth Week, at your local Disney store, for $12.95, you can get the Earth Day pin with Minnie Mouse on it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it says, it's a green world after all.
Yes, it is.
It's a really cool looking pin. We'll have to go check it out.
I know.
It says it was actually released at the beginning of April, but I know our local Disney store, when we were there with the grandkids the other day, they didn't have it, so I didn't notice it.
And aren't they doing something special with the key for the Aladdin? The
yeah, first? That's coming out in May.
Is it May?
Yeah, May.
Yeah, remember about your, we'll have to get some more information. I know in May, if you're the first, 100?
First 50 people, first 100 people in the store to make a purchase.
Yeah, and I know if you ever get a chance, go down to your local Disney store.
When they open at 10 a.m.
When they open, whatever time yours is, 9, 10. But if you're the first one at the door, they always do a ceremony to open the store, and you get this cool key. And we got one. It's green. And it's really cool looking, and it comes on a little card
that says what it's for and everything. Yeah. It's
kind of
really
like cutting
neat.
A ribbon every morning. But this key looks just like it's for the Aladdin. But we'll get some more information. But like you said, it was what, May?
May. May 19th.
Yeah, and how much do you get a purchase, does it say?
It just says make a purchase.
Oh, make a purchase?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Buy something and buy a pin. Look for some clearance pins and then post them and let us know.
And May 4th, they've got the first 50 guest gets their free Star Wars lithograph.
Yes, and I'm excited for May the 4th. Yeah, buddy. May the 4th. Got to get your Star Wars on. Ooh, we could dress up in all of our Star Wars stuff all day, go to work with it. That'd be cool. Or armor.
No, I'm not working in that all day.
Yeah, man, show your spirits. Oh, my, you're wearing that Dooney. Oh, you can take your Star Wars Dooney.
Which one?
Man, that's a good, probably all of them. Who knows around here? It's crazies.
Anyway.
Oh, man, what else we had going on here? Let's see, we talked about the 30th anniversary pin yet? Annual member one?
Nope. So, on May 1st... at Hollywood Studios, it's the 30th anniversary of Disney's Hollywood Studios, and they have exclusive passholder-only products. They have an exclusive passholder-only Magic Band that says 30-year passholder. And then they have a pin that says 30 years annual passholder Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's really cool looking. It's blue, and it's got like Mickey Mouse popping out of it.
Oh, I know. I love that blue color.
Yeah. We'll have to go find that.
Definitely. I know we already had some colors.
And in the background, it's got, like, the Star Wars stuff and
the two TIE Fighters, Millennium Falcon. That's why I got to get it.
And then it's got Buzz and Woody on it.
Yep. It's got the Tower of Terror in the background.
Yeah.
And they sold it on me as soon as they put that Millennium Falcon and those two TIE Fighters on there.
And then that same image is on Passholder Exclusive Shorts.
Yeah. And once again, get that 20% discount.
That's right.
Don't forget to use it.
So.
Oh, man. Wow. It was all kind of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff going on this week.
Yes. How about the Disney box lunch? We have a brick and mortar at our
store
area,
here locally.
And they're also online, boxlunch.com. But they just put out this box. It's one blind box pin set. And it deals with the Princess
Bose.
Bose, what it's got on there. And I've seen like Ariel, Jasmine, Snow White. And they're cute. They're Bose. And I think it's like $9.90 per box is what it goes for. But I know we got them on the Facebook, but we need to get them up on the website also. So never forget about your Box Lunch store. They always have some really, really cool pins. You'll be surprised in the prices that they have there.
They're really reasonable.
They are. I mean, I've seen from the Ant, Baymax, Thumper, Ursula pins. I mean, you'll be surprised. Melissa Fent with the dragon we talked about last show. We talked about the Dumbo ones, Mulan. If it is, man, my throat shot. But you will be definitely surprised for the pins. $8.90, and then they'll do discounts off that 10%. So always go check out the Box Lunch. You will be surprised on the cool pins that they have. Another cool set that came out
this week.
Yes, I've been posting them. It's the What's Your Name pins.
Mm-hmm. We have a few of them.
Yes, we do. They look like cast member
name badges,
but they put them as the character
with no name, with just no their name on it. Yeah. Clothing or something, so you know which character
this
it is.
What was it?
Mulana.
Mulana, which is really, really cool. And so check those out. We'll get those up on a website. But I believe there's 10 different ones, and they're $12.55, I believe, or right in there, 12. I have to make sure.
About $12.55 a piece.
Yeah, each one of them. But they're really.
And
really
these normally come, what, two in a box?
Two in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really, really cool. So check those out. Mm-hmm. Gosh, Shanghai's had some great pins that's came out. Gosh, who else? Oh, I'll tell you another cute one I need to get a post up there was at Glendale's in California, or not Glendale.
California. Yeah, the chocolate
Disney
store.
Yes, the Disney Studio store in California. Mm-hmm. Came out with Joy as a limited edition. She's in a Easter egg.
Popping out of an Easter egg. Yes. It's really cute.
It's very colorful. I know it came out yesterday, if I remember
mm-hmm.
correctly. It was limited to 200 for like $19.95, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But the only irony is you just got to live down there and know someone to hook you up.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they'll do onlines, which is cool, but you just
very rarely they do that.
Just got to keep an eye out for it all the time. Man, let's talk about the pins we found this weekend from Pin Trading.
We found a lot of cool ones.
Yes, we did.
We found a lot of the new ones, the new Hidden Mickey pins.
Yes, you did. You did some great trading.
And also, something I learned about the Hidden Mickey pins, instead of coming out twice a year, they're going to start coming out every 3 months.
Oh, wow. Is that the cast member you were talking to?
Yeah, she said they're going to start coming out every 3 months now instead of twice a year.
Wow, they'll be loading it up. Guys, it'll be hard enough just to collect the ones you got each time.
Exactly.
But it makes it fun because you don't feel like you just collected them and there's nothing else to collect.
Right, like that one year where they only put one out,
yes.
Remember? And it was like, we collected them, and then it was like, what else are we going to collect now?
I don't know, we just kept
because they had that long break in between before they started putting out more.
I know, but I know that we found, we traded out for the Ursula, right?
The Ursula head.
And the Chaser that we got,
and
right?
And the Evil Queen.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. The 8-bit characters, which these were out there. They were doing pretty good. We got some off of cast members mm-hmm. and new friends that we met. So everybody was moving them the other night. What did we get? Pumbaa, the 8-bit character, mm-hmm. right? And another...
And the Chaser to Baymax.
That's right. The Chaser to Baymax, which is really, really sharp.
I got a couple of the character presents. I got Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse.
Yes, you did. And you got the Chaser.
And I got the Chaser,
yes, you did. The stylized attractions.
Uh-huh. We got the castle.
Yes, we did. And Thunder Mountain.
That's right.
I know. I missed out on the Haunted Mansion when it was so close. Oh.
Yeah.
The Disney duos we picked up.
We picked up a couple of those.
Yes, we did. So there was some real good ones out there. I noticed, too, that it didn't seem, you know, clustered with a lot of people, did it? Did it seem...
Didn't seem like there was a lot... I mean, there was a lot of people there, you know, but... Especially when we were over at the Haunted Mansion. But, I mean, as far as us walking around and stuff, I mean, it just wasn't overcrowded.
Yeah, it felt more comfortable.
Right.
It did. And we were walking around meeting tons of people, stopping us when we walked around the main courtyard. But, yeah, there was a...
Lots of cast members
yes.
were out. I mean, yeah. Lots of cast members were out.
And they had tons of pins. But I think a lot of it was focused toward the Haunted Mansion.
Mansion, because of the special that they were doing.
Definitely what was going on over there. Mm-hmm. I definitely liked that. Gosh, but, I mean, we were just in and out, trading very good, meeting tons of friends.
Lots of things going on.
Yes, there was. But We finally got our Doom Buggy picture. Photo pass. Is that not the coolest?
Well, now we know where it's at, so.
Yes. Like we said in the past show, you know, you can, it's on the ride. Mm-hmm. It's where it's at. In fact, it's when you just get on your Doom Buggy and you make your turn with the photo, the pictures
where
on
all
the
pictures
wall.
Are on the wall.
Yes, it's the
what's it's the last one.
Yes, she's like laying on the couch, the cat or lady, I can't remember which one it is, but you'll notice it flashes more for like lightning.
Right.
Is what it is. But that's the photo, so you can do your funny face or whatever.
Now, I will say when it comes across on your PhotoPass, on your Magic Band and stuff, on your My Disney Experience app, we did this Saturday. It didn't come across on my app until Monday.
Yes.
It did take a while.
It did take time, no doubt about it. But all over there, we were getting, the lines were,
they weren't long.
Too bad. But as the later the night went by, they did thin out. I know that.
After the fireworks, they started thinning out.
Yeah. The first line was where your head was in a lantern, right?
Yeah, and that wasn't back there at the Haunted Mansion. That was outside the Haunted Mansion, like you're going towards
Liberty Square, the boat. Just before the boat. Actually, just before
where the kiosk is for the credit card.
For the vacation. Was it credit card or vacation?
It's a credit card.
Credit card. Well, yeah, just right down that corner. There's the two water fountains right there also.
Yeah.
And across from the restaurant. In fact, we were standing there, and we met some new friends from Tennessee.
Yes.
Yes, we did. Justin and Tanya, it was, if I remember correctly, and they collect villain pins, which is really, really cool. We had a great conversation. In fact, why don't we listen to them real quick? It's only about a minute and a half is all it is, and they were really, really fun. So let's hear it real quick, okay?
Sounds good.
Here we go.
Thank you. How you doing? Are you doing all right?
Good. How are you?
Where's your pins?
See, Steph, my husband is the pin man.
Now, see that? And where's his pins?
So, we're from Tennessee.
You like that? You went, well, you know, then you're like, that sounds like I didn't bring you pins.
Wait.
We didn't.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
I think that.
Where are you guys from?
Tennessee.
Tennessee?
And we were like kayaking, and I was like, I have all my pins on a cork board.
Yeah.
And then I realized when I was going to grab them off, I didn't have any backs for them.
So
I just had to hold them in place.
And what do you collect?
Villains.
And look, you ran across a guy that does Star Wars. And how many villains are there?
Yeah.
And I always bring a bunch of extra villains. Star Wars villains.
Man,
look at that. See, you never know.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we know better.
See? But now you can actually catch up. We have a website called letsgopintrading.com.
Okay.
We have a Facebook, Let's Go Pin Trading.
Okay.
We have a Twitter, Let's Go Pin Trading.
Okay.
But Facebook's live. You can go there and post pictures and all kind of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What was your name?
Justin.
Mark.
Tanya.
Well, guess what? The next chance you get, go to Let's Go Pin Trading. Keep an eye out for the next podcast. You might be on there.
Okay,
okay, cool.
I didn't want to tell you. Bye-bye.
Cool. And what did you think about Justin and Tanya?
I know. They were so neat.
They were from up there in Tennessee.
Yep.
Ain't there some NASCAR up in there you talk about all the time? Was it Bristol?
Bristol.
I know. But
Bristol,
I love
baby.
That's right. I love how they collect villains. And I had to rub it into them because they didn't wear their lanyards. I said, well, you know, I collect Star Wars and there's villains. And they feel bad because they didn't wear their pins. I tell them, if you can wear a lanyard, just put one pin on.
I know.
And put some in your pocket. You never know who you're going to meet.
Exactly.
You just don't know. I'm telling you. If you go out to Disney anytime, even when I go to my local Disney store, I put
pins in our pockets.
I put a couple pins in my pocket. Let me tell you. You just don't know what you'll find. And what happened is you'll get down there, find a pin.
And can't trade because you have nothing.
Oh. Man, is that not the worst feeling?
Yeah.
So also, as we were standing there to get our photo with the...
our head in the lantern.
The head in the lantern, which is really, really cool. And it was fun standing there. I really liked it. That line wasn't bad.
And we moved pretty fast.
And you sat there by yourself, right?
Correct.
Is what we did. And you did a regular face.
And then a scary face.
And you had to do a scary face. And we posted those on the... Let's Go Pinterest.com.
And the Facebook.
And the Facebook. They're really, really cool. I like the blue and the scary.
Yeah.
I like how they get the stairs in the background
when
you go on the ride. I love that. And you got your smiling going on. I got my scary thing going on like always.
Yeah.
But we met a cast member, JoJo, as when we were talking to Justin and Tanya. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, you were talking to an older couple.
From Michigan.
That's right. That loved our vests, and they actually like to do some little bit of pins themselves.
Yeah.
But we got to hear about JoJo. He's a cast member. He's a blogger also, which is really cool. So let's give a listen to him. And I just love how the background music you can hear and the people talking and having fun. That atmosphere was really popping that night. It really was. Well, let's give JoJo here. Here we go.
Okay.
How you doing, man? JoJo, I love it, man. It's simple to the point. Like Mark, pretty plain, ain't it?
Yeah. Wow.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man.
Now, rumor has it that you can cut all these people for us, right?
Oh, no.
That's what I'm talking. She's all Eeyore.
And then we got Eeyore.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you're
old
enough, too.
Holy moly.
Yeah, we have a 4-year-old and a almost 2-year-old.
So where's your pins? You work here.
I know.
Hold on. I got Mickey on speed dial. Hold on, buddy. You're getting in trouble, brother. Now your pins.
Right now. That's amazing. How long have you been collecting?
We've been doing it about 7 years together.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a beautiful hobby to share.
We love it. We love it.
It's amazing.
You live here local, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I'm on the college program, but I'm staying down here. I graduated last May with a degree in counseling.
We have a ton of cast member friends that's with us. So let's go.
Well, hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah,
a lot of JoJo.
Well, good. My name's Mark. You know, this is Rita.
You know, we're bringing our daughter-in-law. So you collect often?
Always.
Oh, man.
Collect them asleep.
You know, I'm really upset right now. Maybe one day I'll see you again.
Trust me.
Okay, good. I vlog. And I would.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, we have a podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Well, check it out. Go there and you can like us on Facebook.
Okay.
Let's go pin trading.
That's what I'm saying. Cause like
Instagram. Let's go pin trading.
I would love. Cause like I literally, like I think the coolest thing about vlogging is meeting and collaborating.
Yes.
That would be.
We
so
have
cool.
a phone number you can call in and talk with our podcast if you want to bore yourself to death.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. PM us one time. We'll have to get you on.
Yeah. Talk to you. What's your?
Let's go pin trading.
Let's go pin trading. Okay. Well,
Facebook. Hey, go there and like us.
My YouTube.
Let me see if I got a card. Oh, we have a YouTube.
YouTube.
Let's go pin trading.
Yeah,
JoJo's World.
Yeah, I hit 1,000. I mean, I'm small time.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're smaller than you.
Cool.
We don't use it enough.
Let's go pin trading.
Yes.
Cool. I wanted to make a video about pin trading.
Well, go there and PM us, man. We'll talk.
Nice
we love talking
you.
About pins. We'll take care,
yeah,
brother.
For sure.
Have fun.
I love that. Hey. Enjoy.
All right, you too now. You doing all right, guys?
Yeah.
Good.
They're from Michigan down here for the spring, summer?
Winter.
Yeah, we're going back.
Winter here is like 90 degrees.
I know.
Well, we just got out of winter down here.
Yeah, it was
spring.
60.
Spring. We got like two seasons, hot and hotter.
Hot and hotter. Yeah. Well, I just heard up north, what they posted one day, it was like 80 degrees in the
Oh, was he not awesome?
I know. He was so cool.
I love his attitude.
He was very upbeat about everything.
Yes. Oh, and the wow factor, when he saw your Eeyore pins, he was like flipping out. He couldn't believe one person had that many Eeyore pins on one spot.
Everybody does.
You know, then he loved the Star Wars ones. But I just like his attitude, you know, about the hobby of doing it. You know, but he's
him doing blogging.
Yes. And he's on the college program, too, like other cast members that
Well, didn't
know.
He say he graduated?
Yeah,
but he was still here?
You're absolutely right. We did also mention Tim, but our call-in phone number, if you ever see anything or if you can't PM or you want to leave a message and maybe make it on the podcast, it's on the main page of letsgopinterest.com. Mm-hmm. You'll see it says Google number. Click on it. Call it in. Leave a voicemail. Just keep it clean is all we ask. You know, we have kids and other family members that listen to it. But he was really pumped up. You can really tell. And he was having a good night that night with all the
all people. That stuff going on over there.
Yes, he did. And
yeah.
Of course, we turn around and you're talking to those older couple from Michigan.
Yeah, they said they were here for the winter.
Yes.
/ spring.
Then I had to inform them that we have two seasons.
Hot and hotter.
I should have told them three. Humidity, too, which is
really crazy here.
Crazy. Let's see, what else when we're over there? We also got our, Tomb Sweet Tomb photo.
Right, with the Hitchhiking Ghost.
Yes.
In front of the mansion.
Yes. When you actually came out of the ride, it would loop you
back around so you could get the picture.
Yeah, in front of the horse carriage, mm-hmm. and you would stand there. And it didn't take no time at all once you caught the ride. The lines are moving very good, but it's got the three hitchhikers. In fact, didn't we get that during Mickey's Not So Scary also?
Yeah, but we didn't have the Tomb Sweet Tomb with it. We just stood there and put our thumbs out like they did and act like we were hitchhiking.
Yes.
And we did the Not So Scary.
Yep, and then the lines, started thinning down on that side, remember?
Because it was after fireworks.
We went over to the Haunted Mansion store, and that's where they had the hidden, the little Mickeys. You took your photo, remember?
Yeah, I posted those on, I know I posted them on my Facebook. I think they're on Let's Go Pin Turning Facebook, too, some of the pictures. But if not, I'll definitely put them on there. But it's where you're standing there, and it has, like, Mickey, purple and green Mickey Mouse that's floating around your head.
Yeah.
With lights.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And that line wasn't very long also. So those are cute. And then there was one more off to the corner, which was...
They had another one where you're, like, holding a lantern.
Yes.
Like the one for Rapunzel, but that line was really long. We never made it into that one.
But it thinned out at the end.
Right.
And they actually, that line was actually down the main road, like you're standing in the line to go into the Haunted Mansion, but it got so long earlier that they had to move it down the Rapunzel.
Towards the bathrooms.
Yeah, bathroom areas. Yeah. But then it thinned down also.
Mm-hmm.
And
we met a lot of people over there too, because they had a lot of management and stuff, because it was a special event they were doing for the Haunted Mansion, because it was the 13th that they were doing. So it was a lot of people in that
and
area.
I think you got some pins off the management team also,
yeah,
if I remember correctly.
I did, some new pins and stuff.
I think you finished off the mini Flair set with her shoes, I believe it was.
That I needed in her dress.
And then at the same time we were there, we met a couple from Canada.
Yes.
Tyler and Rose. And it's funny, they collect Rapunzel and
Duffy
pins, which was cute. I had one Duffy's all I had, but they already had it, which was sad. I wish I could have had something else for them. But let's listen to them, because we talked a little hockey also with them from up there in Montreal, Canada, which is really cool. So let's give it a listen. Ready?
Okay.
Cool.
All right, good. How do you want to?
Do you mind if we take a look at your traders quickly?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much.
My name's Mark.
Tyler.
I guess you've already met Rita, right?
Yes, we did.
And you are?
Rose.
We're from Canada.
That's what she was telling me.
Yeah.
That's what she was telling me. I had to get my podcast back up and going here. Sorry.
No problem.
As long as you got a first name, you're good.
Yeah.
No one's going to know you. So what are you guys out collecting?
She's a big fan of Tangled.
Have any Tangled.
That's
I know
okay.
that.
She likes Duffy a lot as well.
Yeah.
Which is tough.
I see. Who's the first time bidder?
She's the visitor.
Really? So y'all are from where again?
Toronto.
Toronto.
I've never seen anything.
Yeah, your Maple
like
Leafs
this.
Are still in the. Aren't they still in it? Or?
Yeah, we are. We're playing Boston. We beat them the first game.
Yeah, first game. Y'all should be playing tonight. I know Pittsburgh lost two games already. Our Tampa Bay lost two games in a row.
Oh, that's insane. To Columbus, too.
I would never. The best record.
Kucherov got suspended for a game as well. So we got him in game three.
I saw and they got bone crushed last night, 5-1. I was like, man, who didn't show up to that game?
It's wild.
Let's see if we got anything special up in here.
And I'm the kind of person where I just like whatever I see, if it catches my eye.
Yeah, we always try to bring a little bit around. Yeah, we picked up Minnie also today.
Oh, here's your November one.
Yeah.
It's Belle.
Yeah.
There's a picture, and it has most of them.
Yeah, I have
like
Belle.
June.
I have that, and I have June also. They're pretty.
Got rid of
wow.
No, I still have June. She's right.
It's a one. Oh,
it is. That's
yeah,
the
man.
Cutie one.
She's the mini cuties, what that one is a setup. Yeah. We have them posted on our website also, so you can see them, check them off.
Through,
you
I
know,
got your yellow card, right?
Yes, you did. I have it on me right now.
Like I said, we have a Facebook also you can go check out. Oh, don't shoot the fireworks.
Awesome.
Gotta love it there.
Wow.
Soons we bring in Stitch that I collect for friends.
Halloween.
Yeah, collecting for. We have a bunch of friends that collect, so we always try to help them out. We get them. Yeah, Jiminy there.
Ashley
yeah.
Day.
Yeah.
I did have an Eeyore.
Oh, didn't. Oh, I had two of them. Didn't even know that.
Wow.
Good morning.
This is amazing.
Go through so many of them. I keep reloading it up.
Oh, look, it's a.
Yeah.
Pascal.
Pascal. Yep. Yep. Oh, I did have a Tangle one in there.
I'm not too big of a Tsum Tsum fan.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we brought in with us tonight, what we did.
Awesome.
So you guys been having fun?
Yeah.
Well, if y'all have any questions, you said Facebook. Definitely get on our Facebook page and let us know.
Thank you again. It was
not Mark.
Mark.
Wow, I wish. That's a manly name, not Mark.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Tyler either. I get where you're coming from. And
Rita.
And you are?
Rose.
God, how can you forget that name, Rose?
Rose and Tyler?
Yes. Rita and
Mark.
Are you guys local here?
About 2 hours, about Jacksonville. Not far away. Well, you guys have fun.
With the bat sanctuary is.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all. Take care now.
We're going to be going the same way.
That's we're trying to get it in. Get that fast pass.
Oh, I love meeting Tyler and Rose. I love meeting folks from different countries.
Yes.
From up
and
there.
That was her first visit to Walt Disney World. Yes, she had never been before.
Toronto they were from. Yes. And like I said, they collected Tangle and Duffy. Now, he kind of will collect what he likes also.
Right.
Which is cool. Like I mean, I know we have our core Star Wars, and you have your core Eeyore, but I love Vinyl Masons, Princesses. Mm-hmm. You know, I love them just in general. But I love how, think about it, those were total strangers that we talked to, just out of the blue. And it was based out over pins.
And we talked to them about hockey.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Hockey. You can hear the fireworks in the background.
The music.
From the Haunted Mansion, like the wind blowing and the sounds.
Yeah.
I love the aura, the atmosphere. I just get you in the mood. Oh, getting goosebumps on me right now. Mm-hmm. God, let's just go back to Disney tonight. Let's get the car. They close about 15 minutes. We can get there in time.
Crazy.
But see how pin trading, just from the few friends that we met, total strangers. And we're nothing special.
Mm-mm.
We're just out pin trading.
Yeah.
Talk about casual stuff. Talking about the weather. Talking about hockey. Talking about a college program.
Yeah.
Just the friends that you can meet. And then we, you know, we get them to like the Facebook so we can PM and stay in touch.
Yeah.
We've had some that's, you know, not just, I shouldn't say some, many that's PM. Hey, let's go pin trading.
Yeah, when are you coming back?
Yeah, and we're like, hey, if we can be there, let's be there and make your experience even fun.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a win-win for everybody. Yes, and I love it. I love it. Can never get enough of it. So we kept walking around, did mm-hmm. we? We did some more pin trading. We found
we walked around, went to where did we go? Winnie the Pooh. We went over to Winnie the Pooh and did some pin trading over there.
And it's funny, the whole time we were there, we didn't actually get around the entire park.
No, we didn't.
We were stopping, meeting friends, pin trading, and talking.
Yeah.
I know we had three fast passes.
We only used one.
The Haunted Mansion, of course.
As we were walking around, we did run into Jonathan.
Yes, you did. Was that not one of the funniest nights? We met him as we're walking up. I seen a pin board right in front of Pinocchio's restaurant.
Right.
I fixed in on a pin board, horse blinders went on, go get some pins. And sure enough,
we walked up and I said, Mark, that's Jonathan. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
And then he looked up and realized who it was. He's actually a friend of a friend of ours that's a cast member that was on the college program, left, and then came back.
And, of course, now Jonathan, I think he's like a VIP. I think he hangs out with Walt, if I remember correctly. Yeah, he's like
he started in guest services, and now he basically walks around the park and helps manage people.
I mess with him. I tell him
he's there to help.
Gives out orders, delegates, gives out the paychecks.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just got to get him to move to Hollywood Studios for Star Wars Edge.
Yeah.
So that we can kind of...
Well, you were trying to get him to do that.
I know. So we can get in there. That would be awesome.
But while we were standing there with him pin trading,
did we not meet
the funnest family?
Yes. They were from... You were gray, if I remember correctly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to butcher their names. There's no doubt about that. We met them. There was a family of four. Let's see. We met Carmella, Mercedes, Lorena, and Meditas. I know I'm butchering their names. I know where I am. But they are from Uruguay. It's a country that's the southeast region of South America.
Correct.
Yeah. And it's like it borders Argentina, and I think it's like west of Brazil, if I remember correctly. But she goes
around. The mom, right?
Yes, goes around. And when she travels, she likes to collect pins where she was. And we traded out one of her local flag pins, is what we did. Not a Disney pin. And we give her, Jasmine?
Mm-hmm.
The June one, which is it's a beautiful pin. It's those monthly ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're like in gold or brass. Yeah,
and it's the birth months.
Yeah, which is a beautiful, beautiful pin. And I traded her out for her local flag pin. I just loved
it. Well, I mean, you know what it reminded me of is when we met that Texas Ranger that one time.
Was that not the cool? And we got like a
And
Texas
we got his
Ranger.
Little Texas Ranger pin.
Was that
and we
not
traded
cool?
him out something a couple of years ago.
Yes. We had a pin that he wanted. And,
well, didn't he come up to you and say something like, I bet I have a pin you don't have?
Yes, yes, yes.
Or you'll never have or something like that. And we got to talking to him and found out he was a Texas Ranger. He gave us the pin. And then,
we had
traded a pin with him for something, for his kid or something.
Yes, and he didn't think we'd have a pin to trade. And I said, you know something? that Texas Ranger pin's cool. And we still got it on one of our boards.
Yeah.
And we love, you know, in our office, we put all our pins out so we can see them and admire them. Just like other people do. Just like Tyler and Rose. You know, they got the cork boards and they put them out. But it was fun meeting them. I ended up also giving her a chaser pin, if I remember correctly. Cheshire the Cat.
Right.
I remember also they were looking at too. But like I say, she collects pins where she travels. And that's always cute to run across folks from different countries. We got a photo. We posted on her album. We had our pins held up. You know something? You know, hopefully we'll go there and like Let's Go Pin Training. We'll stay in touch.
Yeah.
That's cool. And
they were really nice.
Yeah, and it's fun because it's not like people just, you know, we meet them, handshake, trade a pin, and move on. No, we actually
try to keep in touch.
Yeah, and they comment back and talk.
Right.
And say how a great time they had, and I liked that. And, you know, and a photo goes a long way because when we get a photo of people, because people come up all the time. Hey, can I get a photo? Yeah, long as you're in it.
Right.
So you'll take it back, show some friends.
And you'll remember the experience,
yeah, not
too.
Yeah, just a photo of us with a pen vest, you know, with you in it, something that you can remember. Because I love taking photos.
Well, I remember the first lady that asked us for a photo when we first started, when we moved from the lanyards to the vest, you know, years ago. But we were walking around Hollywood Studios. I think it was the villain night when we were there at Hollywood Studios. And I had to go to the restroom. We were walking up to the restroom and this guy comes out and he's like, I know you. And we didn't even have our vest on.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? What are you talking about? And he was like, no, look. And he pulled out his phone. He was like, isn't this you?
From his mother. Yeah.
His mom or grandma or someone took a picture with us the night before. And forwarded it to him. And
we never met him, if I remember right.
No, we never met him. But we met the mom.
Mom, and then he remembered it on there, and then we stayed
because
in
touch. Because she was talking about the pictures and stuff so much.
Which is fun. But we recorded that episode. It's about 8 minutes long.
And you'll hear me talking to Jonathan.
Yeah, Rita's in the background talking to Jonathan. She had some other folks that walked up to her. Mm-hmm. Their pin trade on his board. I'm just having a casual conversation, butchering their name.
It was a lot of fun.
This is what pin trading is at its chorus.
Yep.
It is meeting someone, and like I said, I pin traded a Disney pin for her pin of her country, is what it's about. Let me tell you, when me and Rita go down there, we give away more pins than we collect.
Yes, we do.
I truly believe in karma. What you give away, you truly will get back in another fold. But let's take a listen to them. You're real like this family. They're the funniest folks. Ready?
I'm good.
Here we go.
Disney stuff. Disney, something.
Uh-huh, Disney.
Yeah,
I'd never guessed that.
I can't.
Come over and lie. Where are you guys from?
Uruguay. Uruguay. Uruguay, South America.
Oh, wow. I'm just right down the street.
Yeah, right.
So what's your name?
Can we get a picture?
Camila.
She's going to be so excited.
Camila.
Camila?
Camila.
Camila, okay. Camila. God, remember, mine's just Mark. It's just Mark. It's boring.
Morgan.
You got a cool name. What's yours?
Mercedes.
Like a Mercedes car?
Yes.
You got a cooler name.
Yes.
We're getting better here, right? We see how we're moving. You better have something like bad.
We're about to go downhill. Lorena.
What? That's a cool name. Not as bad as Mark. Now, why is your voice different from their voice?
Are y'all like better.
Y'all are together, right?
Yes, we are, but I'm not from Uruguay.
All right, and you are?
Matias. Matias.
Matias?
Yes.
He's got a bad name. He's got a awesome name. See, he kind of just went like, nah, you're over.
Oh, thank you.
See, that's Rita, and I'm Mark. Pretty bungy. Hey. So what are you guys out pin trading looking for?
Any shears.
Any?
Yeah, I like to
What do you collect?
I collect from the places I go. From where I travel.
Let me see if I have any travel ones. I'm the same way.
Every place I go, I get something. So we're here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How long you're gonna be here?
We've been here for one day and stay for a week.
You did?
Yeah.
All the execs.
Cool. So when y'all leaving out?
Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Monday.
So what's the next park you're going to?
Tomorrow to
Hollywood. That's an awesome place. Star Wars is over there.
Yeah.
Yes. Love it. So what are you? Let's see. You looking for something particular, huh? Let's see if we get anything going on here. Let's,
all right,
let's, I loaded some up from the car, then ran back in.
Can I pick one?
Sure. Well, let's look and we'll see what do you got there? Let's see if we can work out something.
Only the flag of our country.
You do, of your country?
Yeah.
Uruguay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's interesting there. Let's see.
I guess you don't have
Maybe we can find something.
Okay.
Maybe we can work out something. You never know.
Surprise, on the 13th, we're going to be doing all of the
I like this one.
Yeah.
I do too. That's a cute one too.
Is it crazy? Well, we have a group chat people were like,
yep, Chessar. It's a cute one too. I like that one too.
More people.
I like all pins.
That's what our team is good
I can't lie to you. I like them all. Yeah. I like them all.
Blue shirts go now.
Let's see it.
We like kind of pop up.
Many of the street signs, those are cute.
Yep.
Like the lines of that Cool.
I get June.
So did you find any? Did you trade any good pins today? Did you find any good ones?
No. This is the first one we traded.
You mean I'm your first time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Did you hear that? I'm their first time to pin trade.
That's
and
awesome.
They're from somewhere I cannot even pronounce. But it just sounds cool.
Yeah, but I.
Oh.
You can't do it either. Huh? See?
Okay, this is Simpson.
And you got a better degree than I got.
Simpsons pronounce it like you are gay. That's not a joke. It's not a joke, but that Simpsons.
You're gray? Yeah.
You say.
Don't ask me to go through their names. Well,
no.
Was it
Lorena?
Lorraine. I was going to say Lorena. I was going to say Lorraine. What's Lorena? The rest of them are. Oh, no. Mercedes.
Mercedes. That's easy. Like the car.
He's got a cool name. I just can't pronounce it. She's got a cool name, too.
People call him Matthias.
Matthias.
Yeah, I collect a lot of those for some friends that we do.
They're awesome.
But
they're
Camila,
great.
So do you guys do Facebook and Instagram and all that?
Yeah.
That's awesome, because I want to give you some good stuff here in a little bit.
Okay, well, me.
So nothing else? Did you say you like Chessar?
Get it.
Yeah, whatever.
Where'd it go?
You're going to find me the
pin. Yes. I don't know. You this one.
That one?
Yeah. It's fine. And the June one? Well, I mean... Or this one?
Oh,
which
fine.
One? What are
that one?
Can I choose?
Yeah.
Normally when you have you pin traded before?
No.
You never pin traded before?
No. First time.
First time.
Yeah. So
normally you gotta have something that I want, and I gotta have something that you want.
Okay.
But you don't got nothing.
They're like they just love pin.
But you know what you got that's cool?
So do you guys really
all y'all's names?
Like
that's really really cool.
We should take a big. Oh my God! Thank you.
But guess what? We have a Facebook called Let's Go Pin Trading.
Oh my God! Okay. That's so fun. Yeah.
And you go there and like us.
Of course.
We have an Instagram, Let's Go Pin Trading. We have a website, Let's Go Pin Trading.
Let's Go Pin Trading.
Like that's right. Yep.
Did you need?
Can I have a? You got a card? You got a card? And the cool thing is, since you have Facebook, you should go there and like us.
So just on the other side of the course.
And we'll trade out a like for the pin. How's that sound?
Okay, thank you.
And then you can post pictures, your experience down here. You can pinch it with other friends. And if you really get bored, we have a podcast that I'm actually, you're on it now. And you can go back and listen to yourself this weekend.
Oh my God.
See that?
Oh my God.
Now I'm going to butcher your names when we go to talk. You know what I'm saying? We'll have to go back and listen and get it. But keep that one. Now, unless you want to give it to me, I will take it.
Of course.
That's awesome. Can we get a picture together?
Sure. Yes.
Awesome. So I can post it. And you can post pictures on our Facebook. You can post
anything. Do you have something to protect this?
Yes, you do. Yeah, okay, yes, you. I do. Sorry. I give it to you, so I better have one, right?
Yeah. Just protection.
Yes. Let's see. They're falling over. There we go. That sound good?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, they're all over the place. You can never have enough.
Oh my God, see, it's beautiful.
And see, now you can say that you got a pin there.
First time, pin traded.
Yes.
You we'll make it. Take the joke from Uruguay out of your recorder.
I got to figure it out anyway.
No, because that's a Simpson show.
Can we steal a photo, John?
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate that, brother.
You can.
And when you do the photo, can you like slim me down so I'm not, make me look skinnier? That'd be cool.
Oh, he already took the photo and sent it to Zach of him and I. So you know Zach's going to be mad.
You want to put the pins in between?
Oh, yes. What'd I do? I stuck yours in the bag so I can have it. I told him I'm going to sneak him on the podcast.
Okay.
But I said I'll butcher their names, so be ready for it on the podcast.
Okay. This is so nice.
Can we get them? Do we need to get in a light? We good? Are we good?
The light looks really good.
Well, actually, darker it is, the better I look.
Okay, all right. Ready, guys? 3, 2, 1. And we'll do one more, okay?
Awesome.
3, 2, 1. Okay, what do you think? Is that okay?
You know, if it's dark, I look good. We're good. Let's see. What we got here? Come on up here, you. You can make around here real quick. Come on. There's the gallery. There we are. I go like that. How's that look? That looks good to me.
Perfect.
You could have made me skinnier.
I tried to angle it.
Yeah, photo up and down.
Take a picture of this.
There we go. And then I'll post them, and then you can actually get them from there also. Yes. Cool. That'd be a cool pin, man.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Well, it's nice meeting you guys.
Nice meeting you.
Mercedes.
Mercedes. Got it.
Lorette. L.
Lorena.
C. M.
Matias.
M. Now, Alejandro. L.
That sounds like a cool. You guys got like these cool names, man.
Are you Mark?
Mark? I'm just Mark. Just Mark. M-A-R-K.
Okay.
Mark. All right. Mark. You take care now. Yes. Bye-bye. Take you now. All right. Awesome. Great folks.
Like, which one? What are you talking about? Like,
I love that family.
They were so cool.
I was butchering their names and just going on. It was hilarious. I love it. And you're in the background talking to Jonathan Pintrade. And then when they left, we were there for another, 10, 15 minutes? Other folks walking up.
Yeah.
Pins.
And I think wanting to Pintrade with us.
I think we give away like 3 more pins standing there.
Yeah.
I know the one kid, I gave him like a handful of them. He's never, oh, who was that little boy? Never Pintrade in his entire life. And his mom was right there. And
talk about the one I took a picture with, Michael.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Forgot about it. Over at, oh, my gosh.
Over,
right across from the ice cream store.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
Star, is what is it? Mickey's Star something?
Yes, I'm drawing a blank. It's right across the ice cream store across.
Where they used to do the Star Wars stuff.
Yes. And you met her. Were they from Indiana, right?
Yes.
Yes. Never Pintrade. But the other little boy that we met that never Pintrade also, I handed him a bunch of pins and taught him what to do with it. Normally, you bring lanyards. And we find
I
a
need
kid.
To make some more.
Yeah, we find a kid at night, a child at nighttime, or even adults. We've done it. Remember the pregnant lady?
The
we
baby
did? With the baby still inside of her. We initiated her in Pintrading. That was fun. Yeah, but we try to find someone, give them a lanyard, give them some pins, and let them go Pintrading, which is always fun. But you could just tell from the atmosphere in the background, the friends that we met, the things going on. You just got to get out there and take advantage of it. It really is fun. Don't just think when you go to Disney, you're going to get some fast passes, stand in line, in the heat, and bore yourself to death. You know, look at other kids crying or whatever's going on. No, there's things to do. There's pin trading. There's the cards, the sorcerer cards.
The pirate thing you can do now?
Yes, there's all kind of ton things for kids to do. But if you have a question, feel free to PM us. Use the phone number that we have, the Google number. Leave a message. We'll be more than happy to respond. And if we don't know it, we will find someone or look it up for you.
Yep.
Another cool thing was, before we get into the Dooney, was when you were buying your Dooney, I posted this on Facebook, they had the character mystery trading.
At Uptown Jewelers.
Yes. I also posted that on the YouTube video.
Right.
The cast member was telling us about it, and I picked out some pins, which was really, really fun. And you can also find that out over when you first come in Magic Kingdom to the right before Tony's restaurant where the hats are.
It's where you come out from having your picture taken with Tink and Mickey and Minnie.
Yes. There's another it's right there where you get your ear, where the hats are. There's another one you can do, too. One thing I want to talk about, I know that we had some friends that made comments on it, was don't forget the bunny rabbits, Mr. and Mrs. Bunny.
Is there until Sunday.
That's right. And I think it's from 9 to 5 throughout the day, and you get your photo with them.
We missed them. The line was a little long when we got there, and then when we went back, they were already gone.
But we did have a great time. I mean, I found another Star Wars Stormtrooper head pin, which is fun. Mm-hmm. A C-3PO pin, another DD's pin, which is fun. The new Hidden Mickey Happy found, and the chaser
and
that you
Doc,
found.
And Doc, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Another shield that you found.
Yeah.
There are pins out there. Let me tell you, it is fun. I even posted a picture on the Facebook where you see the firework going on over the
spinny teacups.
And I put a note that said fireworks and pin trading. It was funny. Tim put a comment on, I want your life. Yeah. That was fun. But let me tell you, Tim, let's go pin trading, and you can share our life with us.
That's it.
But if you want to share my life, I got some bills. I got a car payment. You are more than welcome to come.
And anyway, when we were pin trading on the Big Top, one of the things that I noticed, I like to watch them as they're making the food. Making stuff sometimes when they're actually making it right there.
We did get some good pins out of the popcorn buckets. Don't
yes,
forget.
Yes, we did get, and off of cast members back there.
Yes.
But one of the things they have out for Easter is they were making their cake pops.
Those were making them
look like Easter eggs.
Yes.
As Mickey and Minnie. I took some pictures of her as she was doing it and posted them. And then they have the cake pop that's a little chick.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the, instead of caramel apples, they're candied apples because they're dipped in like white chocolate, colored white chocolate.
Yes.
That looks like an Easter bunny and a chicken.
But the funny thing was, I was watching her make them and, you know, she's just doing her thing. And I walked up, we started having a casual conversation with her, making her laugh. And she's got the biggest smile.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. These cast members that are working there to give you a cool treat like that. If you go up and talk to them and say hi, smile with them, talk with them, you know, interact with them, they'll remember you forever.
And
I've gotten free apple candies. I'm not going to talk about what we got free that night, but yeah. I'm still brushing my teeth from all that sugar that I ate.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're there to make you happy, and they want to be talked to. They want to feel good. Man, talk to them. Make them feel good, too. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. When you work in the food industry, the entertainment industry, it's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it is tough, and they love it. They want to interact, not just stand behind that counter. But gosh, what else we found? I found that those villains,
the new Hades.
Yeah, the Hades that I found, the villain four set, where it's like his body with his face. I know they got the Evil Queen also. I've gotten some comments on those, which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there are pins out there and fun going on. So, let's go ahead and talk about, I know you could probably, y'all probably get off, whatever. I know how it goes. We're going to talk about Doonies now, since all the excitement. And I know our ratings are going to go up now because talking about Doonies.
Of course.
But get your thing on, because I know you were happy. Really?
Yes.
Girl, but she got two things what she got. Didn't expect it either.
Well, you know, the Friday before that, the Mickey Celebration Doonie came out. Mm-hmm. We had talked about it on the last podcast that it was coming out and all that. But anyway, it did come out. And I have to tell you, seeing this purse in person, it was so much better than seeing it through the pictures.
I'd have to agree with you on that, because what I saw in the pictures and what you see in person are two different things. As soon as I saw it and I saw the images, man, it brought me back when I was a kid.
Yeah, going to the park and having the paper tickets because they're on there. You know, the images is on there. And the stickers we used to get when we were kids, you know, all that stuff is on there, which was really cool. But I bought the tote. I will do a review on it and post it on our YouTube channel soon so everybody can see it and see it live. And I'll discuss it and do everything. But I also was able to get the Magic Band.
Yes.
And it's funny because a friend of ours, Deb, that works at Uptown Jewelers, I was telling her, I said, well, the purse, I want it to kind of, the images on the purse, where they're located, I want it to kind of match my Magic Band that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went in the back and pulled out more purses for me to go through. And I did to get my placement of what I wanted, so it matches my Magic Band, which was really cool.
Yeah, she took the time to help you out.
Didn't
even have to do that.
No.
But you know something? Talking to them.
Mm-hmm. Getting to know them.
Yeah, caring.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And we're actually friends on Facebook, too, not just on our...
Yes! And guess what? We don't even pin trade with her. So don't think that we get them pins, hooking them up. No.
No.
This is just friendship in general, communicating and talking.
Through all the years we've been going in there.
Yes.
She always laughs. She always tells Mark, just hand me the credit card.
Yes. Oh.
She's like, there's a new one. Just hand me the credit card.
I know. God, when she says that.
But anyway, this one's really cool. And I have to tell you, like, the leather strap that comes off of it, it's in the shape of like a hidden Mickey,
mm-hmm.
the Mickey head, and it says MM, Mickey Mouse. And then on the back of it, it actually says it all started by a mouse.
Yes.
And then it's signed by Walt Disney.
I like the braided straps, which is good.
Yeah, we'll get into all that when I do the review of the braided straps and what it looks like and the hardware and stuff. But I have to tell you, I had a follow-up from my surgery today mm-hmm. with the doctor, mm-hmm. and my doctor commented on my purse as I was leaving the room. He was like, oh my God, look at your purse.
And then we
started on this whole spill of, he brought us nurses in to look at the purse. Remember, we started on this whole spill of, let's go pin trading. He was like, well, I'm annual members. I need to get with you so the next time I take my kids down there, we can go pin training with you. And I was like, okay, here, just let me know.
And what's funny is her doctor's my doctor, and the part you're missing, it's a he. Yep. And he liked this purse. The purse, just in general, the images on it mm-hmm. really makes you feel Disney.
Yeah.
It does.
And even one of the nurses, she asked me, she said, can I take a picture of it and send it to my mom?
Yeah.
She was like, so I can tell her this is what I want for Mother's Day. And I was like, okay.
And the sweetest thing about this purse, I mean, coming from my heart and what I felt, was that 20% discount. That's
of
what
course.
I'm talking about.
But you have to remember, this purse and the Magic Band and everything, it is online at shopdisney.com. It is not on Shop Disney app. It is only on shopdisney.com right now. And remember, when you order from shopdisney.com, you do not get your 20% discount anymore. They don't give you a discount for being an annual member.
I know.
And because it's a Dooney, you don't get the discount of free shipping. Because it's a Dooney, it's a specialty item. And the only thing they have going on right now is if you spend over $100, you get a free cosmetic bag.
And isn't it still, if it's over $75, it's free shipping, right?
Correct, sometimes. But you don't get it on a Dooney.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, they don't do it on a Dooney.
Man, they... Oh, you know, as much as
money.
Because
it's a specialty item.
Good Lord, it drives me crazy.
Yeah. But the Magic Band's really cool, too. When I do my review, I'll have my Magic Band on so y'all can see it, and I'll show it off and everything.
And I know that, you do have your Doonies on the main website, right?
Let'sgopinterest.com.
If you click on Doonies.
Mm-hmm. And you can go to it.
Because you revamped that page, didn't you?
Yep, we just did.
Yeah, you can click on it. It's got all the ones so far
that I've done.
That you've collected.
That I've redone.
And that you've posted so far, and then you can
click on it,
right?
And it pulls it up and takes you where you can see everything, how much it was when it was released, all the details and everything about it. And Dumbo, I have asked several people, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. Jonathan was like, if I find out anything, I'll let you know. Deb, same thing. Nobody knows when Dumbo's coming out. We've been told is April.
But you did get a little rumor about why it's not. You're just not really sure, right?
It had to do with shipping to the United States from overseas where they made the purse at.
That's something else.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to get
But they keep
more.
Saying mid-April. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, today's the
17th.
This is mid-April. So I'm wondering if it's going to come out this weekend.
I don't know.
That'd be perfect for Easter, honey.
Oh, my.
Instead of an Easter basket, you can give me an Easter Dooney.
Didn't we just buy a Dooney in the Magic Band?
Yeah, but this is Dumbo.
You know, the bank loves me because I got to keep refinancing the house for a purse every time.
And?
Oh, good
anyway.
Lord. Anyway. All right, no. But to cap off the night, let me tell you, anytime I can save a dollar, 50 cents, a penny, let me tell you, that food was kicking, was it not?
Yes.
We went by Casey's Corner.
At the end.
Yes, we were the last
folks. We want to try the new Cuban that we've heard about.
Yes. And actually, more or less, we were just hungry at the late at night. Because we went to Starbucks, got a drink, because you had to re-energize for a little bit. But we were the last ones to get in. We've had some comments also where people said they've gotten some free stuff. Remember, mm-hmm. sometimes being that last person, you know, they got to move that food. I mean, late at night, we did the YouTube we posted. It looks like just no one in there recently.
Right.
You'd be surprised. Those food at the
we've got
to get
caramel apples.
Yes, but we got the Cuban hot dog. Mm-hmm. With pork on it. Mm-hmm. That was really, really good.
Yeah,
and you got that macaroni hot
and cheese
dog.
With bacon.
Yes, you know.
Let me tell you,
that was good.
I have to tell you. I mean, I think the best part was the macaroni and cheese with bacon.
That was good.
That macaroni and cheese was so creamy. It was so good. I have to tell you. And we got French fries and two drinks.
For free. And I know them hot dogs, what, $12 a piece? So 12's 24, probably $10 fries, two drinks. But, you know, they got to move it. But you'd be surprised, which what I thought
and
was
And then, of
cool.
course, they talked to us about pens while we were waiting for the food.
Yes, we did.
And then
did.
Management was in there because they were trying to lock the doors, and they were talking to us about pens and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We were over there, remember, we was over at Gaston's.
Yep.
We were talking to them just before they were actually closing the door. I guess they close earlier over at Gaston.
They do. They close at the fireworks.
Remember that big old cinnamon bun?
Bun?
That thing was
huge.
Ginormous.
Yeah.
That lady
had in front of us.
And of course, we got something free. Just talking and having a conversation with them, which was fun. I'm telling you, man, these cast members are dying for you to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
They want it.
They want attention.
Yes. Say hi. Talk. Just don't walk up. I want a Coke. I want a cup of water. I want a hot dog.
We always ask, how are you doing?
Yeah. I always start off, hey, I heard you got free water. You know, even when I go to do the photo pass, what I always tell them.
25-cent pitchers.
Yeah, just a 25-cent line, because that guy down there said it's a dollar. I get it cheap, and they always go, what are you talking about? And they start laughing, even though we know the photos are free on the photo pass. You know,
but it breaks the ice and gets them to start communicating with
us. Then they want to take all kind of pictures with you and do this and do that.
Do the magic shots.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my.
We have a lot of fun.
Yes, we do. And that's what makes it all about it. Don't forget. Also, over at Epcot, we should have talked this at the very beginning of the show. Remember,
and we didn't.
The Daisy Magnet
is out.
Talk to them about it. Tell them.
Okay, so the Daisy Magnet came out on April 11th, and it's good until the end of the Flower and Garden Festival, which I believe is, what, June 3rd this year?
Now, this one was in a different area than inside, wasn't it? Remember?
Yes, it was outside when we walked up. They had signs and pictures and stuff, and it was outside like you're going to Mouse Gears, but it was on the outside of Mouse Gears in between the two main doors from...
to the right.
From the waterfall area.
Yeah.
To the right. And
we got a picture on the Facebook. I think we posted it on April 13th. You can see Rita with her pins and her Avengers backpack. She's on a mission from the Avengers.
Yes. So it's until till June 3rd. Yeah, I was correct. Mm-hmm. So you can get Daisy from April 11th to June 3rd. Now, one of the things when we went up there, we were asking him because.
Well, hold on. Let me set this up real quick.
Okay.
We had a friend of ours that PM'd me. Asked me about, did you have any extra ones because we were going. I said
she wanted Pluto.
That's right. I didn't have any extra ones at the time, but I figured I'd go down. I heard a little rumor. I thought I'd go check it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we get down there, and I mentioned it to you, and you asked about something else before you mentioned that because we got the kids we couldn't bring them, right? Now, okay, here because we were trying to help a friend of ours.
Right.
That's out of state that couldn't. But luckily, they found another friend that came down because I PM'd them back and asked them about it. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I walk up. We got our things. They scan our magic bands, gave us our magnet. And then I just asked the lady. There was nobody in line behind us. And we're standing there. They all had lanyards on. We're pen trading with them. And I just asked the lady we were talking to. I said, well, what about the Pluto magnets? Do you have any left? And she was like, yes, we do. We have very few left, but we do have them left, and they're very limited. And I was like, okay. And then we asked her, we were like, okay, so our kids are blacked out right now because they only have certain passes. They don't have what we have. But we asked, we were like, okay, so what can we do for them to get their magnet because, you know, they're blacked out, they can't come right now. And she said, well, if you bring their magic band in or if you have their annual member card, the little gold card that says they're an annual member, then you can get them the magnet.
Yeah, so we left.
We walked away, went through
guest services.
Guest services, walked over to guest services, told the guy over there, or the lady over there, that we needed a annual member card for our kids. They pulled up our magic band, pulled up our account, made sure, you know, we weren't just saying we needed another card or something, wrote out a card, gave us a card for our kids. We walked back over there, and they gave us the Daisy magnet that's going on now and the Pluto magnet for the kids. So we have, all four of us have our magnets now,
instead of
just the two of us.
Not be able to bring the kids every time. And plus, too, if you have a picture of the back of your magic band, because they need the
number. Because they can enter the numbers,
that's
the code.
Right.
So or a back of the card.
Yes.
Is what she said.
That's right. So if you can't make it down here or you have a friend, they just need a photo of it. Either, you know, send them a text message or an email. They'll show it to them. They'll take it off your account and just have your friend mail it to you.
Okay. Now, one thing I do want to say is make sure you trust the person you're giving your information to. Because the lady said once your information is entered in their computer system, then when you come to the kingdom, or I mean come to Epcot, you personally with your magic band cannot go get it because it's already been gotten.
Yes.
That's like they won't scan our magic bands again and give us another one because we already have ours.
Yeah, true. Well, gosh, we did post all the Star Wars run pins from this past revival run. We post those. Go check that out. They're listed on the left side under your checklist. Mm-hmm. Star Wars Revival Run Weekend 29 pins. So those are really, really cool pins that we post on the website.
And we're doing our annual trip this weekend.
Yes,
we always go for Easter, you and I.
That's right, because they got the big Easter extravaganza going
on. At Epcot.
Yes, they do. I love that.
We got to go see the bunnies, though, this year.
I know. They really. That's fun going around and meeting all the other friends at Epcot.
So if you're out and about this weekend at Disney, let us know. We'll be there doing our annual, Mark and I doing our annual Easter egg hunt and Easter pins.
Sticker Easter egg pins.
Yes.
I like it because they get the big giant Easter eggs they put around. Remember, we find them sometimes out on the rocks, out in the lake sometimes. You got to look around for them. They don't make it too easy.
And they have them in each country. It's a lot of fun. Well, we had a lot of fun doing it with the grandkids at the Disney store. I had a blast.
And I think that's still going on right now.
It's going on until the 20th.
Your local Disney store, it was $5. You get a cool-looking map, and you go around. We talked about it on our last podcast.
Yep. And you get the eggs.
And you get the eggs at the end when you complete it. Oh, gosh, we miss it. There's a lot going on. And that, let me tell you, if you can get down there for the Magic Kingdom Haunted Mansion area, they really got to kick it on in those photos. But you need to get the rest of the photos posted on the website.
And on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Don't forget, we got the website, letsgopintrend.com, the Facebook, Let's Go Pin Trading, Instagram, Let's Go Pin Trading, YouTube, Let's Go Pin Trading. I think we got a Twitter, don't we? Twitter.
Yeah. Podomatic.
Yeah, we're on Podomatic, Spotify. So we're out there. Tell some friends about us. Let them know to listen to us.
And like we said before, we do have our new Google phone number. So if y'all have any questions or want to hear something or, you know, anything in particular, want us to talk about something in particular, or anything, or even if you just want to be on the podcast and talk with us about pins and stuff or Doonies, just let us know.
Definitely. We'd love to talk to you about it. So. Well, I hope you have fun tonight. We had a lot to talk about. But like I always say, which is the most important is, guess what? Because May the 4th is right around the corner.
Yes.
May the pins be with you.
It's all about the Doonies.
Oh, my God.
Bye. This podcast is copyright 2019. You can find more information on this podcast at letsgopintrading.com or our Facebook community page, Let's Go Pin Trading. There you can see photos, reviews, or even post your own trader pins. If you have enjoyed our podcast, you can show your support by telling your friends to listen and going to Disney and pin trading. Please tell them we sent you. Let's Go Pin Trading is not affiliated with any Disney copyright, trademark, or credit, or any other company mentioned in this podcast. We are just fans of Disney pin trading. So until we meet you at the parks, may you find that special pin you were looking for to keep your lanyards full.